Good morning. My guests this morning are Eric Thompson and Beth Craven from Main Stage West. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having us, Roland.
Oh, always love to have you guys here. So the next play at Main Stage West, which opens on September 27th and plays through the 13th, is, as you told me, is pronounced Mauritius.
Correct.
A play that I've heard of over the years, a play it's a controversial play somehow, isn't it?
I'm unaware of any controversy specifically. It's a very interesting play. Five characters, all that have different agendas. It's centered around stamp collecting and philately, but obviously its themes are much bigger than that. It's interesting. I'm looking forward to the conversations about from the audience and with the audience after the show about what kind of take they have on the characters and who they identify with and why. It's very interesting. And I mean, I think one of the beauties of the play is that I think each of the five characters has a set of behaviors that make perfectly good logical sense within their world, within the logic of their value system and their worldview, but they clash. And so there's lots of controversy there. There's controversy on stage.
Is there the work of any other playwright or playwrights that you can cite as being similar in a way so that people can get an idea of what they might be in for, as the case may be?
One of the pieces of publicity that's sort of out there that we put out there on this, it says that it reminds me a little of David Mamet meets Beth Hinley, kind of. Seriously. The dialogue, Therese Rebeck's dialogue is very, very hard-hitting and peppy and smart and fast, like Mamet.
Uh-huh.
But her themes are also familial, you know, and not so much like what Mamet writes. And I think this play in particular, it hits on a lot of different levels. It's funny. It's really suspenseful. Her background is also in screenwriting. You know, she did she was the executive producer and main writer for NYPD Blue and Smash.
Really?
And yeah, she's done 20, you know, full-length plays that have all been very, very well received. But she has that kind of way, you know, of coming in late on a scene and then and exiting early, so you just want to know what's next.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So yeah. has this show been done locally before?
No.
Not here. Yeah, I'm aware of a production in Seattle recently, but it's not been done here. Yeah. I was thinking this morning as I was coming in about the Mamet angle. I was thinking about two good friends of mine, a man and a woman who saw Oleana in Ashland years ago, and they identified with the characters opposite. She identified with the female character and he identified with the male character. And they, in talking about the play afterwards, they disagreed so vehemently that they didn't speak for 5 years.
Oh, wow.
And that's the kind of thing. I mean, I hope we don't break up any friendships. But that's the kind of thing that I mentioned that I'm interested in, because I think that these characters are similar in their dynamic and in their susceptibility to sympathize with, and it would be an interesting revelation about people who they identify with and who they want to win.
I think that's the ideal response to a play. Mm-hmm. It seems to me that if Mamet heard that story, he would be delighted. If Mamet ever gets delighted. Delight may not be on his agenda.
Right.
His list of things that he is.
That's fascinating. I haven't been in a play for a long time that had this kind of dynamic. The characters, the actors identify with their characters, and that produces some arguments. And sometimes there's some give and take and some tug of war with the director about what the character, because the actors identify with the character's intentions and motivations at a visceral level. That's
well,
really
you talked me into coming. Thanks for coming and telling us about it. The play is Mauritius. It's at Main Stage West, opening on September 27th and playing through the 13th. For information, 823-0177, mainstagewest.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.